Hello, everyone. This is Derek White Sky Cloud. I'm talking to you here from British Columbia, Canada, and you're listening to bbsradio.com, and my show is called Between Two Worlds. I'd like to thank everyone for sending me emails regarding the show and how pleased they are about different subjects that I've been talking about. And there are a few things I want to mention to you all first before, but I want to actually let you all know the phone numbers to call in, those who want to call in to ask questions regarding the work that I do. I am a psychic medium and a paranormal investigator. And the phone numbers here, to let you know, they're toll-free. The U.S. number, USA, all those are actually in the United States. The toll-free number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And anyone calling in from Canada is 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. And those of you actually calling from the international countries, it's 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, I actually wanted to get into the chat room, but for some reason I'm having a bit of a difficulty, so we may have not be able to get through for you folks, but I'm still going to try and get through. I do want to have to share a few things with you online out there to... I'm not sure you folks have actually heard about this. Just last week, someone actually had mentioned about an issue with Sylvia. For example, we have a lady out there by the name of Sylvia Brown, who is a psychic medium. She's very well known. I'm sure all of you know who she is. And she has been pretty well eaten up and chewed up and spit up by the media absolutely phenomenally horribly. And I feel that, you know, sometimes people out there need to give her a bit of a chance, because I think, you know, some people do judge people for what they do as far as their talents are concerned. But I feel like for what Sylvia had done and whatever she said to this couple that said, for example, the incident actually had dealt with just last week, if I'm sure some of you know the story, about this couple, husband and wife, who actually had their son that disappeared 4 years ago. Apparently when they came on to the Montel Williams show 4 years ago, Sylvia said the boy was taken, and apparently they felt that he was kidnapped and taken by someone who had dreadlocks, so to speak, and basically she figured that he was dead. And then 4 years later, just last week, a few weeks ago, they mentioned that they found the boy. He was not taken by a man that had dreadlocks, but someone totally different, and the boy was found alive and returned back safely to the family. Sometimes these things do happen. Not every psychic medium is perfectly correct. And I feel that sometimes, you know, those of you out there, when you have someone come on a TV show like Larry King Live or anyone else like that, and then you start bringing in skeptics, organizations who love to chew you up on TV because you just give them one inch and they try to make you look like the biggest and worst person in the world, I find that rather mean. If Sylvia had made mistakes, a few mistakes were not 100% accurate, no medium in this world is. No psychic in this world is. But we try to do our possibly best, and because we believe in God and we feel it comes from the heart. If we're wrong, that's our mistake. As far as we understand it, that's how we're guided. But if people out there are really upset about over one person or other persons, thing is that, you know, we're not out here in this world to do a witch hunt. This is actually having to help people. If the Skeptic Society wants to tear people apart, let them do it, because basically that's how they make their money. They get paid by people who are wanting to support their organization to tear apart what you want us to help you do. And I find that very wrong. But the thing is, you have a choice, you have free will, you've been given that right, and I feel it's what people need to do sometimes, to step back and say, you know what, we understand, Sylvia, you made a mistake, yes, okay, you did wrong, yes, it did take someone's pain, and they did deal with some major issues. Fine. Sylvia has to come up with, has to basically deal with it. She has to face those people and say, I apologize that she was sorry. She did not. All she did say, her publicist sent that letter saying she apologizes. If Sylvia really wants to be sincere, she has to step up to the plate and talk to that family in person It has nothing to do with the media. But when anybody who's in this industry, like myself, or anybody who's a John Edwards and James Von Prague and Sharmar Gold, people like them out there, and anybody who's on this program themselves who are attached to BBS Radio should understand, they all understand that we're not perfect. We try to do our best that we feel is correct from our heart, what Spirit has guided us to do, and that's all I wanted to say, to let everybody else know out there that we try to do our best, and if you wish to ask for our help, fine, we're here for you to help support you. But if you're not too sure, if you don't think that person is going to give a correct answer, then don't ask that person. Before you do any more looking around to find out if anybody is actually truth, find out from the people and get confidentiality. That means you have to have people who actually tell you, yes, he or she has given me readings. Yes, I'm sure that they've done very well. Yes, they are right, bang on about my life. But make sure you get the confidence and knowing from your heart. Because number one, you have to filter what feels right to you first before you decide to go anybody, that's including anybody who's even a healer, anybody who's in psychology, anybody who's a psychiatrist, anybody who's a doctor. You never forget. You guys out there always need to get a second opinion. Get a second opinion sometimes. It doesn't hurt to always depend on one person alone. Sylvia is not God. Sylvia is just a woman, just a person who just tries to make a living. She's trying to help people in the media, let the media know out there that there is other alternatives to help people bring peace amongst themselves and their families. So like I said, I'm not just defending Sylvia, I'm defending all the people who are coming from the truth. And that's basically what I want to share with you out there. Anyways, we have a caller. And who do we have?
Hello?
Are you there, please?
Are you there?
Yes, hello, how are you there?
I'm good.
Yeah, and your name is?
Max, M-A-X.
M-A-X, and where are you from, Max?
Seattle.
Whereabouts?
Washington State.
Washington State. Can you talk a little louder?
Okay, sorry.
Okay. So I can only hear a muffle. You have to speak up so I can hear you quite well.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
All right.
What can I do for you, sir?
What does Spirit say for, I'm trying to figure out what type of career I should go into. I'm a young adult. I'm like 18 years old. I'm trying to figure out what type of career would be the best one for me. Does the Spirit have any guidance for that?
Okay. Have you ever been to a psychic before and asked questions about any of these questions before?
No.
No? This is the first time for you?
Yep.
How did you hear about me?
Oh, I just was on the website.
Okay. Anyways, what I want to say, let's see what we can do for you here. Have you talked about going back to school?
What do they think I should study?
What do you think you should study?
The Spirit. If I go back to school, why would I do that? I mean, I was trying to say high school. You mean college?
Sorry?
You mean college?
Yeah.
For what?
To further your education.
What do you mean, man?
Okay. You're 18 years old, you said?
That's their answer.
Okay. You're 18 years old, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to find out what you want to do for school? Or do for work as a career?
That's their answer.
Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry, we took him off the air. It seemed, it probably wouldn't have been wise to keep him on the air.
Uh-huh.
And we pulled him.
Okay. Anyways, to continue, we lost our caller. Anyways, to continue on the other write-up, once in a while we do have people that try to test our skills, and they'll also say to you, you know, is that your answer? Well, you know what? That's not my answer. It never was my answer because, number one, I actually am on this phone line. It's a little bit more difficult for me to actually hear them because it sounds kind of muffly. But if I have this person actually here in person in front of me, I pretty well know exactly what I'm talking about. I like it when a person likes to test me. I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. But if there are people out there that are trying to make me look like a fool, or anyone else who's a professional in this field to look like a fool on radio, that I won't accept, because the fact is, it doesn't bother me. I don't have to prove nothing to anyone. I've done this for too many years, and that's my work. Anyways, I got the funny feeling this is your final answer. It sounds like it's a money thing here. I've been watching too many of those money shows. Anyways, me and my muscling. To continue on the what we talked about was, you know, something is, well, I always like to say, we always like to be tested in our work. I believe we have a caller, another caller calling in.
No.
What is your name? Where are you from?
I couldn't hear you, so I was misunderstanding you.
Oh, okay.
So I totally misunderstood you. So what was the answer?
I didn't say anything.
Oh.
What happened? Your phone was crackling. I can hardly even hear you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I couldn't hear you either.
Now I got you. You sound a little bit sharper.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
And I can hear you better. All right.
Okay.
So, I cannot, I'm done with high school. I don't have money for college. I'm wondering what I should do for work.
Okay. And your name is Max?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Max, have you ever talked about wanting to get involved with the law? To be either an officer, a peace officer, or something like this?
No, I would never do that.
Why?
I don't like police officers.
You don't like the cops?
I like them, but I don't like the job. I couldn't handle it, man. I'd be corrupt cops.
No.
Just joking, but
not specifically. You don't always have to be an officer of the law, like security or not security officer. How to explain it? There are people like that. You're basically, I get this feeling around you, that you're around criminal law, but you're connected to it somehow. Okay? Oh. Not on the bad side, but on the positive side. Okay? Now, you're only 18, right?
Yes.
Okay. Being 18 is only just enough what you know. But I want to say this. Besides law, there's radio around you.
Oh.
Okay? That means that you either talk about, say you talk about the rights of the people, you're on radio. You basically speak up for people. You speak up for what's right. Does that make any sense to you, though?
Yeah.
Okay. I get this feeling like it's like a radio program, but you're around that. You need to get around radio, but you're also connected with the law. That means that either is a peace officer involved. Is there someone in your family that actually was an officer of the law?
My great-grandfather was a sheriff of Phoenix, Arizona.
He was a sheriff of Phoenix, Arizona?
What?
He was a sheriff?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why you know, that influence from your great-grandfather, because he's basically probably saying, yeah, become a law, become an officer or become get involved in the law. Carry on your ancestors' ancestry. Carry on the family trait. But I would say for you to get into radio.
Let's see. In the sense that I go, okay, try and get a job at the radio station, obviously? Or?
Yeah, radio, television, but take the courses. You need to get back to school and start taking audio, video. That's what I would say. That's what Fran is asking, if you want to go back to school. Not to educate ABCs, but to continue an education to learn about audio video. Because I'm seeing you talk on radio, you got a good voice, you can speak, you step up to the plate.
Okay.
That's what you should seriously consider.
All right, man.
Does that make sense?
I couldn't hear you the first time.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay. That sounds more like it. Whether this young man chooses the path But I felt there was something connected to him that actually had connected to law, which makes more sense. But for some reason, I kept seeing the radio, and I kept seeing him speaking up for people or speaking up for himself. But there's radio involved, and I felt like this young man could do quite well if he wanted to go into radio and television, or radio and audio, or radio and video. Basically, people can be behind the camera just as much as they are in front of the camera. And sometimes you're behind the microphone, it'll do quite well. Right now he's 18, he's just getting started. If he is 18, he's just getting started, but he'll do successfully, but it's going to take time. Anyhow, to continue on, so let everybody else know, if anybody else wants to call in, there's toll-free numbers, don't be shy, guys, when you call in, toll-free. These numbers are available to you on screen. Now, our station is called bbsradio.com. Some of you out there might not know where bbsradio.com is. And our show is called Between Two Worlds. Now, the reason why, you know, some people ask me why I call Between Two Worlds is because it's my name that was given to me. My name was given to me as White Sky Cloud many years ago, and I asked them what it meant, and it meant one who sees the other side. And then I had a dream, and someone came to me and told me that it was called, that I have a dream between two worlds, that I have a vision of talking to people between two worlds, being a translator between the spirit world and the living. And that's what I decided to call Between Two Worlds. And I've had huge success with this show, and I'm glad that it's actually carrying on quite well, and a lot of people are having a really great time listening in and getting a lot of emails. Also, we also have on the page itself, I like to hear from you folks out there more, and besides receiving emails, but also we have a feedback page on the next page. So when you ever go to the talk show index, and on the right side of the page, it'll say Between Two Worlds. You just click on that, and then you'll see on there, it'll say feedback. And sharing the feedback, you can send the feedback to the client, to the station, and they'll put you up on there if you so desire to let me know that you are appreciative of the show. And we have a little beautiful screened lotus in the space, looks like a space background, absolutely beautifully done. And people put their, you know, whether you want to sign your name or not, if you really appreciate the show. It really lets people know, lets us know that you're actually listening and that you appreciate what's going on. I believe we have a caller.
Hi, my name is Gordon.
Hey, Gordon, how are you doing?
I'm fair for a square, I guess. And yourself?
Good. Where are you from?
I'm from New York State.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
So what's the weather like up in New York right now?
Well, it's not cold, it's not warm, I saw a little dusting of snow there when I was coming off of the subway. I'm sorry?
You're still getting snow in New York?
Well, it's not snowing now, I just saw a dusting on the cars. Off of the subway.
Yeah, I'm glad I live in British Columbia.
Yeah?
we got rain right now, we don't have snow, but a lot of our snow would have finally went away.
Uh-huh.
We're not used to that here. Probably because you were the same way.
I've never been there. I guess it's pretty nice out there, huh?
Yeah, well, actually, they call this they could call it Canadian California. You know, we actually have more sun and more, like, rain. We seldom get snow. Lucky if it lasts for about 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Then most of the time, it's always green grass and trees and flowers growing most throughout the whole season.
Oh, you have an interesting review here. On the website at BBS, you're a little different from the other people here.
I'm a little different. Well, I'm a Canadian. I'm Aboriginal. Anything else on top of that?
Well, you have anything anything spiritual for me?
Okay, anything specifically you want to ask about?
Well, I guess that would be the easiest way for you to connect. Yep. How about, I've been thinking about taking some education online.
Education online?
Something to do toward counseling.
Okay. Are you, okay, you're actually looking for, to want to do education online, like in teaching skill, or having to, no, wait a minute here.
Like counseling, like maybe in psychology toward that end, or something like that.
Okay. I want to say something to you. I have a male figure here, and I'm not sure if your dad has passed, but I want to bring up the word father. Okay.
Oh, no. He's my physical father. Yeah, he's here. He's on this side of life. Yeah.
Okay. So your birth dad has passed?
My birth dad is still alive. I don't
talk.
Right, there you go. I haven't seen him in... I've seen him a couple times in the last 20 years, that's about it, but I don't really talk to him.
Okay, now, reason why I'm bringing up your dad is like you probably not realize this, but your dad's quite ill, and I want to share that with you right now, but also the reason why...
kind of mentally ill, I know that.
Yeah.
He's like... I can say it. His mind is kind of deteriorating, I think.
Most likely he may have dementia.
Oh, well.
In that area. But we're not going to go specific to Dad, but I want to point out to you that the reason why you've taken on wanting to go into education and wanting to help people is because the situation you dealt with in your childhood growing up is going to make you... is giving you the positive feedback of having to help others.
Right.
Okay? That's the reason why we're doing this, the reason why you decided to do this. Because
right.
It gives you the extra foundation to push yourself to go further.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, because I don't want other people to have to live with all their life what I have gone up, I had to go through, and having no one there. For me, it bothers me to think that other people, young people who are innocent, would have to go through that without anybody there for them.
Yeah. What you're basically doing is you're. I want to bring up also too. Have you talked about going back to school? Actually, continuing higher education.
Yeah, I did, and then I had some stops there, some wrenches there.
Okay, I'm also showing here, like, I'm not going to say specifically college, but courses. You need to work on more courses.
Mm-hmm.
There's something here, and there's actually, they're saying four courses, and I want to bring up, I'm also being shown a healing bed.
A healing what?
A healing bed, healing table.
Oh, okay.
Does that make any sense to you? I'm being shown a healing table. There's people coming in. It's almost like you're not just the education line, but also you're offering healing to other people. I'm also seeing you involved, what you call in the spiritual sense of field, of also in healing people. So you're giving them that voice. You're actually talking to them, giving them verbal advice.
So the counseling is a good idea to take courses?
You need to, because you have a good presence.
Mm.
You have a good presence about yourself.
So this healing table, what was it like? Can it be anything from hypnotherapy or counseling or?
I would say the healing table can also be from like say hands-on healing to therapy. Like there's actually therapeutic healing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say basically there's actually someone here. You ever hear a lady by the name of what's her name? Barbara Ann Brennan. You ever heard of her? She's based out of California?
Oh, sure. I bought a book. I read a chapter or so, but that was like, wow.
Okay. But it's called The Hands of Light.
Right. That's right. I got it in my closet.
Yeah. I have a very strong feeling. I'm being shown this, this vision. I have a very strong feeling that you'll be involved or having to be connected to this program. This is going to benefit you. I also want to bring up two
program. This one I'm speaking on.
To learn to take the course. If you can afford it, learn to take the course.
What course?
Under her guise.
Oh, Barbara Brennan's course.
Yep.
Is she here in New York?
I don't know. I would have to check. You'd have to check it out. I'm not too sure where she's based out of. But there's, she's apparently, I think she's got two or three schools across the state line. I'm not too sure where. Like, I live in Canada, so I have no idea where she's based. But you can actually look on the internet and find out if she's still around. I'm sure, I know she's still around. But, you know, the thing is, when I work as a psychic medium, I do promote others for others. It's not just me alone telling what your future is, because there's a reason why you're supposed to get connected to someone to meet someone. You know how, for example, when you go into a relationship and you don't know who you're going to find for relationships, so when they say, well, you meet someone to find that person, it's the same thing. You're making a connection to get the connection.
Oh, so I'm making a connection to you to make a connection to someone else, and maybe someone else after that.
Exactly. So yours is going to be very strongly in the education, in counseling. You're strongly going to be in counseling. You have it. You actually already have the counseling skills now if you want to use it. Okay?
Even without the education to some degree.
Well, no, because basically you can actually go to what's called a spiritualist church, and they actually can help you with, like, for example, you want to go through meditation programs, you go through hands-on healing programs, learn how to use your skills as a healer and a counselor. They actually offer those opportunities for you, and it doesn't cost you a whole heck of a lot of money. You just basically have these courses available, and they're all across the border. And actually, there is a spiritualist church in New York.
Really?
It's the biggest spiritualist church in the U.S. And actually, it's the very first spiritualist church in...
Do you know the name of it?
No, I don't know. But see, write down the word spiritualist church, New York.
Spiritualist church, New York.
Yeah, spiritualist with an IST. So spiritualist church, New York. And you write that down, and you will see their locations available. And you approach them and ask them what courses are available that you can actually take. I highly recommend it. You are very gifted. Like, I'm being shown here the word gifted. And they're saying that you have a gift that you need to share back with the public. For example, when you were talking about your dad and the stuff you dealt with as a boy, now you didn't say too much, but having to deal with not having your dad around you, and anybody actually works as a counselor, and someone says to you, you don't know what it's like to be when you don't have a father, and you have an answer, you say, yes, I do, because I know what it's like to be in this position.
Right.
That's where the best counselors are the ones that have the experience, not the ones that always go to school.
Like those people who've been to jail and scared straight, for instance.
Exactly.
Okay.
The best ones work are the ones that are already on the experience, on the spot, and yours is going to be on the experience spot. And I do feel quite well, quite confident you're going to be very successful doing this.
Oh, that's good. So these courses, these online courses, do you think I could? They would be beneficial because time frames. I'm living in the Bronx, and I travel back and forth to Queens.
Yeah.
It takes up a lot of time. And
what are you doing right now for work?
I transport in a hospital, just the patients around the hospital and little things sometimes.
You're already involved in the healing field, but you're just transporting the patients?
People, yeah.
Okay. Or people, okay. Like I said before, that healing bed's going to be, again, there's a reason for it. Now, it may not mean something now. A year from now, 2 years from now, you will know when it's placed before you. Also, again, learning through these courses and meeting people. Some people think that you have to spend thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars to take courses, become a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
The best counselors are, like I said, the ones that you listen to, but you're also going by experience. You're there with the people. You're side by side. You're not counseled out of 30, 40 people in one room. You may be educating under the sitting next to 5 or 6 people or 10 people in the room. You get a better one-on-one or at least 10-on-1 than you do actually 50-60-on-1.
I should keep trying to purchase a healing table.
Yeah.
Like for the massage.
The collapsible kind that, like, they look like you can carry them around. They fold in half, and the legs come out in the whole 9 yards.
Right.
They're absolutely fabulous to have, and you know, one with the headrest and everything on it. I have one myself when I do my healing techniques on my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they come for healing, they lay on the healing bed, and I do what's called laying on of crystals. I take my crystals and I lay crystals around them and on them, and I do my Wing Chi healing. and they have noticed a big difference in their life. So, but there are people that put programs out. For example, you can do Qigong, you can do hands-on healing, you can do other types of programs that are available. Like, again, the Hands of Light would benefit you, too, and besides what you're doing on education online.
Now, the Hands of Light book, is it the book you think I should read again? Or
I feel you should, yeah, because I'm being shown it very... Well, how I'm why I'm saying this, because I'm seeing someone's hand. I'm seeing a person's hand right now stand between you and me in spirit, and I got this light glowing. It looks like a ball of light glowing between you and me right now. And that's telling me, well, that means the Hands of Light.
Okay.
Okay? So it's more like it's a guidance. Now, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Who's talking about getting married in your family? Somebody's going to a wedding in the next month or two.
Going to actually get married?
Yeah.
One
of your buddies is going to tell you, if it isn't, I know it's not you then, one of your buddies is going to tell you he's going to get married.
That he's going to get married?
Yeah.
One of my buddies.
Yeah.
He's
a male figure, he's got dark hair, younger than you, probably in his 30s. 30, 35, and around 30, maybe 36, and he's basically saying he's going to get married.
I don't know. I don't know.
It might not kick in right now because you're thinking about yourself, but just let it linger for a while. Let me know. You can always go to my website. You can actually email me and let me know what you got out of it.
Is there some kind of important message you have for him, or is that...
Just letting him know, like, I want to say there's an older woman who's passed, I want to say his grandmother, and that... Do you know someone by the name of Sean?
Sean? Actually, no.
Sean or Shane?
Sean or Shane? Actually, no. That just comes to mind right now.
Okay. There's a connection to that name, Sean, or I'm going to say Sean first, and a connection to that person. With that, this particular, I don't know the name, why it comes up for that reason, but this person has a connection with you, and most likely, because I was just talking about the table.
I do want to say one other thing. I don't want to monopolize all the time here.
Yeah.
I did want to say I have someone who's been helping me with the problem that I've had, and do you feel that within a very short time that I will be relieved of this problem completely?
What you're thinking?
This is a friend, his name is Michael, and he's a gifted person, and he's been helping me. He actually helped me with an exercise that I've been doing.
Okay.
And it's supposed to keep a lot of negative stuff out, so to say. I'm like a really, really, really sensitive person.
That's your psychic skills.
Well, I'm just very sensitive. And
I told you you're skilled. You already have a psychic skill.
Well, again, I've had problems with keeping negative stuff out. Now, granted, this exercise he gave me for over a 30-day period, I've been through...
What type of exercise is this?
Oh, it's an exercise that's going to help me block out the negative, so to say.
All it takes is a prayer.
It was a little more than that. I'm really that sensitive. For some reason, I have... Even though I'm working on it, and this exercise he's giving me, I've seen a great improvement.
Okay.
In my ability to block out negative stuff and just allow more of the positive stuff to come in, so to say.
Okay. Who is in the wheelchair?
I'm sorry?
Who's in the wheelchair?
I don't know.
Somebody, what I have around you, somebody actually has a sitting, I've seen themselves sitting in a wheelchair, or feel like they're in a crippled feeling.
I I don't know.
I had a relative pass over from being in a wheelchair. Someone actually, I mean, shown this person who actually was in a wheelchair.
I'm not getting, no one comes to mind right now, maybe later.
Okay. You're just, like I said, linger on that one too as well and see what happens. But I get really showing someone, I want to say a male figure, in the wheelchair.
Okay.
Seems like he's, I hope this is not you basically thinking that you're weak or thinking that you can't make this or do this. But I really strongly feel you can be very successful.
You know, that's what came to mind when you said that, because in the past I've felt sometimes that I come off like a cripple, but I feel stronger now than ever, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I think Michael has been helping me a lot.
Yeah.
And
if he's doing good work for you with you, then you know, keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think it's going to do well,
right,
go for it. You know,
right.
I can't criticize someone saying, well, you know, well, he's doing good work. Should I stay? Should I still work with the guy?
I will continue to work with him. I was wondering, like, more or less, like, time frames, because I know that in time, with us working together and trusting, and me trusting that this person can help me, because I know this person can help me, but I was just curious.
Okay, let me share something with you on that part. Whenever I educate my clients, or
mm-hmm.
students, for example, and I teach my students at my home,
mm-hmm.
I actually, most likely what I do, I call them my student teachers, because they themselves eventually become the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Say they have decided to move on. You make that move.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide that you're happy, you're final, you feel you need to move on, that you're finished working with Michael, then you move on. If you feel that you need to stay a little longer, it's your gut feeling that's going to tell you what feels right and what doesn't. That's why I always tell people out there that you need to filter what feels right for you. You filter it. That filters through the thinking and the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a second decision and say, then you think you made a mistake, it's still considered as a learning lesson. Okay, that
mm-hmm.
basically you're not trusting your own feelings. Trust what you're doing. People don't really need people like me to tell you what you need to do. People like me, all it just gives you really is that second confirmation, gives that little bit of that nudge and say, go for it, have fun with it, because you know full well you will become very successful. Now, I will say this, I do see you in a high-rise, like some sort of a high-rise place, like a tall, like a business, very, very professional business, and there's a briefcase in your hand.
Wow.
Okay, so you're going to be very successful in the next couple of years. In what year?
Really? Only a few years?
In about, I would say 2 to 5 years.
Oh, wow. Wow, you're making me feel awful. It's very encouraging.
Yeah. I just know it. I can feel it.
Oh, thank you. So you do feel my confidence is growing?
Oh, yes, definitely. You'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you, Derek, for these insights and...
No problem.
Bless you, and hope to talk to you again. And,
okay.
Have a good night.
Okay, you take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's what happens. We get a lot of callers calling in, and people are always looking for that second confirmation, you know, should I this, should I that. If you already know, you think that you know it's going to become successful, whether you want to buy a house or go into a business, educate yourself. And people also call you up, you know, ask the question and say, well, you know, what do you think? Do you think it's worth it for me? Or, you know, instead of me figuring out what I want to do, you tell me what you want to see me do. Well, I can't tell you what I want to see you do, because I feel like it's your energy, your spiritual energy is showing me how I'm seeing you. Sometimes you respond that way. Not by total voice. Sometimes your actions could be like that. Sometimes your energy could be like that. And these things can happen. People actually have those kind of emotions. I'll give you an example. Like last night, I had to go to this a client's home, and they told me that they need some paranormal investigating done, because I work as a paranormal investigator. They figured they thought they had spirits in the house. which they did, but not bad spirits. When I got there, I walked in. The lady herself was so incensed, believing that the house was had evil or bad spirits in her house, and she also believed that Robert Picton was one of the, you know, not Robert Picton himself. We actually have someone in this area here who's killed about 50, 60 people, supposedly. And, in fact, the court case is still in court. And the thing is, she felt herself, because she met some people who were related to, and these things can happen sometimes, and they feel they need to deal
with.
Hi,
this is Marcy.
Oh, we have another call?
Pardon me?
Hello?
Hello.
Who am I talking to?
This is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy. How are you doing?
Really good.
Where are you going from?
Rancho San Diego, California.
San Diego, California?
Yep.
Oh, good. What can I do for you?
So, what is it, taped? Are you taped on the other part of the show?
Am I taped on the other part of the show?
Well, because I can hear you talking.
Can you hear me talking?
Oh, yeah, on the show.
I'm supposed to talk on the show.
Okay. Well, it's interesting you were talking to that.
Well, we have what you call a 30-second delay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so basically, for example, if I'm talking to you and for about 30 seconds, I'll keep on talking. So you're already talking to me ahead of time, and then if somebody swears at me on the radio, then the person, my producer, will actually cut out the swear word.
Oh, that's interesting. That's good. Really good. So I've been wanting to do different healing work, and how does a person zero in on what they need to do? Like, there's so many things, like the dolphin therapy, and then there's this lady, I can't think of her name. She was on News for the Soul. She sounded really inspiring.
Oh, you're talking about yes. Wait a second here. You got me off guard here. Give me one second, my dear, and I'll tell you exactly what you're talking about. So, yeah, when I was doing radio in Vancouver, she was doing radio in Vancouver, and she was on an hour after I was.
Mm.
We had our own radio show in Vancouver together. And you think I can think of her name? Because I don't talk to her much anymore. Hang on a second here. Nicole Whitney you're talking about.
Sharon Forrest.
Yeah, you're talking about Nicole Whitney.
No, Sharon Forrest.
Oh, Sharon Forrest. News for the Soul?
Yeah.
Who's Sharon Forrest?
She's in her 60s. She's in her 60s, and she teaches some kind of healing, and then she also goes around the world and helps children who are homeless and don't have a roof over their head. Somehow raises money for that, and that sounds wonderful, because this Dr. Rima, who I met in New Jersey with my friends about 3 weeks ago on New Year's,
yes.
She's been going all over the United States trying to fight that Codex thing so it can keep vitamins. And it's
Okay, I know what you're talking about, yes.
You know, how she's going all over the world and helping promote more natural healing as a doctor instead of using pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
But a friend of mine that I hadn't seen in over 20 years, it was 1990, so I guess it's not that long, but it was 27 years. Her daughter would like to do something to help the earth, and then on Barato Alive, they were talking about how the new energy we need to help the planet it hasn't come out yet to help global warming, and so I want to do something to help the earth, but there's so many different directions that need help, and I'm not sure what I'll be the best at. I'm also interested in NLP.
You want to do a lot of things, don't you?
Yes.
You're
and
like
then the
me. You want to get into everything, and you'll never get it all done at the same time.
Right.
Okay. No. What you do, what do you do for work right now?
I'm a nanny.
Okay. And so you basically, do nannies have husbands?
No, I'm single. I have a boyfriend in Wisconsin.
Okay, most nannies don't have husbands or boyfriends.
Oh, well, some do, but...
That's the old tradition.
Oh, okay.
Okay, But you're not from England. You don't have an English accent.
No, I'm from Wisconsin. Can't you tell, nasal?
Yeah, somehow lost your accent.
Oh. Some people, when I lived in California before, thought I was from Canada. Thought that was cool.
Well, you know what? The funny thing is that you are in the United States, and if I was in the States and someone asked me where I was from, if I said I'm from Australia, they'd say, yeah, typical, I can tell. Because we have that I name to ourselves. And so, how you doing? How's it going, eh?
That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, right. We don't really use it very often, but some people have. It's continuous. You don't realize you're even using those words because you listen to everybody.
Right.
You think, I talked to a lady from Australia not too long ago, and I said, you know, I think your accent's quite neat. She goes, I don't have an accent. You do.
Right.
But anyway, to get back to your work, being a nanny, what type of work did you want to do, specifically to focus on what kind of work? What do you want to do? Yes, you want to save the world. Yes, you want to stop global warming. You must have watched the movie and other things that other people are involved. I would recommend for you, if you haven't gotten into natural herbs or learning the program Natural Herbs, you should seriously get into it and share that education of it.
Learn, take
the education
from
someone, go
that.
To the schools, learn, or go to learn some of your programs, learn how to pick herbs, start growing your garden, and you'll do better that way and teaching that way, and you'll get more people listening to you.
That's interesting because I want to live in East Troy, Wisconsin, in that area.
Yeah.
We're moving to Germantown with the family I'm working with.
Yeah.
And they have biodynamic farming, and they teach it there in East Troy. And then they also have Uriel Pharmacy, which teaches people about the, you know.
You need to get to the earth. That's what they tell me to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Because your hands, I mean, what month are you born?
August 7th, 57.
Okay, you're born 57, August 7th. That makes you, you're an earth person. You're always in the dirt, but you're a little bit lazy too, but you need to follow up on it more.
And another person said, you got to do the dolphin therapy, you know, because I wanted to do that for quite a few years.
Well, see, part of it,
well, where am I going to do that?
The interesting part of it is that your hands are really good healers. Your hands get hot automatically.
Mm-hmm.
For yourself, and that means you actually have the hands of a healer.
Interesting.
But also, your hands can also work on healing the earth. People, when they put their hands on the earth, put their hands on a plant, you're healing the plant. If you ever seen the, have you ever read the book, The Celestine Prophecy?
Oh, quite a few years ago.
Okay.
You know, they had the movie come out.
The movie came out. Watch the movie.
Okay.
It's,
you know, like working with the earth is nice, but I can't be on my knees. I've got really bad knees, so I'm wanting to go to Shay Edwards and have her help me with the sound. Because I think
what I'm saying is you don't have to dig out gardens. What I'm pointing out is you can actually learn to pick herbs to help people heal.
I see.
You're basically doing is you're like a lady friend of mine. Her name is Joanne Giroux. Who will be coming on my show. I'm going to be interviewing Joanne on February the 6th, on my show on February 6th, and she'll be coming on. She's called the Wild Woman Herbalist, and this woman has been taught by her grandmother to pick and to do harvesting and what to pick and what to combine together to use the product that would help people heal. And she's a natural healer, and she works like almost like a medical intuitive. She has worked with people that have actually dealt with cancer, AIDS, MS, you name it, and she's helped them heal. She's had patients that were sent to her. The doctors couldn't help them anymore. She's had patients sent to her, and she's actually helped them live longer.
That's great.
Okay? But she trusts the earth, and she trusts who teaches her.
Mm-hmm.
And so now her skills are to teach others. Now, even though she's located out here, but there are others like that out there where you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're already being shown by those people or shown by someone or told by someone that you need to make contact with these people regarding what you're doing, I highly recommend it. Now, if you have a hard time being on your knees, that means you can get a small pad, and it's called Evazote. It's like a fatigue mat. And it's quite thick, and you can actually kneel on it while you're doing your garden and not hurt your knees. Or you can buy some knee pads and put them on. They work well.
Right.
I got bad knees too, but it's because I was always on my knees.
Well, most of the cartilage
is concrete.
Out of my knees. I mean, most of it's gone. That's why I wanted to use sound to heal them.
Well, basically, you can also use herbs to heal your inside system.
Really?
Yes, I'm not
kidding. I know the doctor I went to as a kid, one of his daughters, he had two daughters. One of the daughters died because she misused herbs, and I'm sure she didn't do that on purpose.
No, I don't believe that. I think what happened, and see, people use that as an excuse that she misused
mm-hmm.
herbs. See, what's happening is the medical society has actually put a lot of scare tactics in our society right now. And the government has done that, and I'll tell you why. It happens here in Canada, the same thing. We've been battling the Codex, and they were charging people $5,000 per item in the herbal stores because they want you to license every one of them. And they're actually telling you now, the government, the Food and Drug Control, are trying to tell you that you have to separate. You're not allowed to put any more than two items together in one unit, which is basically before... If you have more than two items inside, you're healing people. If you have less than two items, you got to pay more money, and then they want you also to use lesser dosage. So basically, if you use lesser dosage, you're not getting a whole heck of a lot to heal. Certain types of healing consistencies needs a certain dosage. If you don't have a certain dosage, it may not work or take even longer. So the doctors turn around and say, see, I told you, it doesn't work. You got to turn to our drug. And then the drug that they're making is a Band-Aid. Now, mind you, I'm not putting the medical industry down completely because sometimes they need to do wonderful things for surgery and help people deal with, that type of thing. But there are medicines out there that they make, they copycat. Why do you think they always say in commercials may cause this side effect?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay? You don't hear anybody giving you herbs and telling you, well, these are going to be the side effects.
Mm-hmm.
No one dies from an overdose of herbs unless they have chosen that themselves, but they're not educated. It's their problem, not ours, nor the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
That means you can go out into the store, and you can buy a bottle of vitamin B, and you can take the whole bottle yourself. Would you overdose on it?
Probably, if you take it all at once.
You'll get a major headache.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you take a whole bottle of aspirin, you overdose.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on the shelf. It's not prescribed, is it?
Right.
But the doctors tell you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have acetaminophens or if you take Tylenols and they're on the shelf, they're not prescribed, and you take a whole bottle, who's responsible? You are.
Mm-hmm.
Not the store. There's nothing on that bottle in the store, and nothing on the bottle that's written from the store or any pharmaceutical saying that we are not responsible if you commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the law is? If you try to commit suicide, you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We can experiment on you, and we can do whatever we want, and you can't do nothing about it.
Right.
And the only way you can do something about it is protest.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stand up for what's right, because your human body is your body, not theirs. But they make up all these rules, foolish rules, dumb rules, and regulations, and they try to make you feel like you are lesser than who you are, and they blame you, they make you think that you cannot take care of yourself, that you're a child.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? You were born in what year?
57.
And how many years experience do you have of anything you do in life?
What do you mean, like something specific?
You
like
have 49 years experience, right?
Right, correct.
Okay, that makes you educated. You're not dumb. You're a nanny. You're responsible for taking care of those children to be a nanny. Now, would you give children a whole bottle of aspirin to get rid of the headache?
No.
Because you are choosing responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So the children didn't commit suicide. The children did not overdose.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on each person's how their body accepts the certain herbs or vitamins or even a medicine pill from a doctor, because each of us can also have a side effect if we could be having an allergy to it, or a side effect. And
any idea what's going on with this little 2-year-old Logan? He has diarrhea a lot, and he has another cold, and his mom thinks it might be allergies, and I don't know.
I would say for him to do with this little boy, if he has side effects to cold medicines, is to go see a physician and get a blood test for allergies.
She doesn't want to do that until I move.
Well, let's put it this way. The sooner the better, because he's probably, basically, two things he's probably allergic to. One is milk, and the second is bread.
Milk and bread.
Yeah. Most commonly, most people have allergies. They cannot digest their foods, which basically is the two main side effects is milk and bread. You know why? Milk, they keep on putting all these little chemicals inside. They take out the good nutrients and replace it with something as chemical, and they spin it all around.
Pasteurizing.
Right. And then when you drink it, your stomach growls. Gee, I wonder why.
Right.
Okay? And it screws up your system. Your body's not used to the digestive area. That's the reason why these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot of this from actually a medical doctor.
Interesting.
Yeah. But anyway, stick to your guns, girl. I would recommend you to get into the healing field and more into the earth.
Well, there's a lot of healing, but...
just follow your heart where you're guided, and then wherever you're led, you let your heart feel trusted, and you'll do well. In fact, the next show is coming on right after me. There's another show coming on.
Breathwork.
And Dr. Horowitz, I believe, is coming on, and I recommend that. To listen to him. He's got some good stuff to talk about.
All
right. Senator Horowitz.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You take care.
You too. God bless.
You too. Well, folks, we're calling it a night. My show is coming to an end. And I really appreciate you all listening in and calling in. Thank you, all callers. And next week, I'll be back here again, and this is Derek Westguy Cloud, your psychic medium and paranormal investigator, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds on BBS Radio. And if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. Take care, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.